It has been a year since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Ever since then, the Israeli occupation has prosecuted a horrific genocide against the Palestinian people, killing almost 42,000 incredible human beings and injuring and maiming almost 100,000. These being just the official numbers, however, and the killing and the crimes continue. A year later, there's no sign of the killing and the destruction abating. In fact, it's only getting worse, as Israel has now expanded its killing and its crimes to Lebanon, killing many innocents. But this is what happens when you give Israel free rein, when you give these war criminals the impunity to continue their crimes as the globe watches on. There are several points and key takeaways from this past year. Number one, that the real death toll is much higher. This is a gross underestimate, and anyone with experience understands this. This is why, a few months ago, a group of 45 American physicians, surgeons, nurses, and health practitioners wrote an open letter to the Biden administration, pleading with them to stop arming Israel and to stop the killing, because they estimated that the death toll was closer to 92,000. That is double the number that everyone hears about today. It seems that the same group then, albeit almost double the size now, 99 of these American physicians, surgeons, and nurses wrote another letter just a few days ago to the Biden administration, again pleading with them to stop arming Israel and to stop this genocide, because the number was now approaching 119,000 human beings. This is the real death toll. In fact, an article in the world-renowned medical journal, The Lancet, mentioned that if you count the indirect deaths, those not just due to the violence, but rather to the adverse health implications of the genocide that is happening in Gaza, that the number may rise to 186,000 deaths. All of this because some 1,140 or 43 people were killed in Israel on October 7th, one third of which were Israeli military personnel, and many of which were actually killed by the Israelis themselves. This year has also done so much to profoundly expose the capacity of the Israeli propaganda machine to manufacture lies and fabricated stories, especially about what happened on October 7th. We all heard about the 40 decapitated babies, others burnt alive. We heard about the mass rape and the atrocities, all of which turned out to be false, conceded by some Israeli investigative reporters and journalists themselves. And of course, what it does point to is that they are doing a lot of projection. All of those accusations are actually projections of the kind of crimes that they themselves were committing, whether it is the rape. We heard about the rape of Palestinian prisoners. We also heard about them admitting to using Palestinians as human shields, because, of course, their lives are so much more valuable than Palestinian lives, which is very clear when you look at the ratio of those killed on the Palestinian side as opposed to the Israeli side. So they use them as human shields, even though this is the constant refrain by Israel, that Hamas is using the innocent civilians as human shields. And we all heard the horrendous lies about the ill treatment of the Israeli hostages under Hamas. And we all saw, whenever there was a hostage exchange deal, we all saw the kind of treatment that was meted out to those hostages, the smiles and the farewells. And of course, there were interviews and press conferences where the hostages spoke honestly about the good treatment that they received, after which the propaganda machine had to immediately act, lest more and more confessions would expose their lies. And as much as this has been a year of pain and suffering of so many innocents at the hand of Israeli state terrorism, it has been a year where so many people have come to realize and understand the truth, where so many people have come out to protest, to show their anger about these war crimes and that Israel must be stopped immediately. It has been a year where people have started searching for the reasons behind the incredible patience and resilience of the Palestinian people in Gaza and in the West Bank and elsewhere in the face of these crimes, losing their loved ones, their fathers and mothers and children, some people losing their whole family. People started searching, what must be the reason? What could be behind such resilience? So people started looking into their faith, because many of them are Muslim. So many people went to the Quran and started reading the Quran, and people started accepting Islam in droves after doing so. In this year, we witnessed the historic decision by the International Court of Justice to the case brought by South Africa, which found that Israel is plausibly committing a genocide. A decision many people didn't expect, yet did little to stop the Israeli war crimes. And while looking on, we may feel in despair, we may feel hopeless, especially when we find that so many of the world's influential and powerful are complicit in these Israeli crimes. But this year has shown us the importance of people coming to realize the extent of criminality of the Israeli apartheid regime and the barbaric Zionist mentality that dehumanizes others, especially the Palestinians, labeling them as animals and other vermin, mocking them about their agony and suffering, and teaching and passing on this venom to their children. This year has made it abundantly clear that this is a threat not only to Palestinians and Arabs, but to all free and peace-loving people, and that Israel and its supporters are becoming more and more isolated and despised on the world stage, and that we must do more, not less, to continue to expose these crimes, and to keep mounting pressure on the decision-makers and influencers who have lost their moral compass, lest we are here a year later discussing the same matter. The UN experts recently said that the world is on a knife's edge, that we either all go collectively towards a future of peace and lawfulness, or we all hurtle towards anarchy and dystopia. And the stakes indeed have never been higher. End the Israeli occupation now. Stop Israeli war crimes now. God says in the Quran, with adversity comes ease. Indeed, with adversity comes ease.